Bill Cosby has not been exonerated. Nobody has said he didn't do it. Nobody has said he is innocent. The people to blame here are the prosecutors. And there's two aspects to that. First of all, Bruce Castor, the district attorney who made this deal back in 2004, 2005, where he essentially said, I don't believe we have enough evidence to prosecute him criminally. That enabled Bill Cosby, forced Bill Cosby to testify in his criminal deposition. That's the deal that Bruce Castor made. Can he be faulted for that? Absolutely. He bears blame for that. And then part two is that future prosecutors came along after Bruce Castor and they said, we're not playing by that deal. We're not observing that deal. And that's what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said is the legal problem here. They said, once Bruce Castor made that deal, we're not going to prosecute you. Like it or not, good deal or bad deal, future prosecutors that came after him were bound by that. And when they went back on that deal and tried him, that's what they say violated Bill Cosby's rights. That's what this decision was about.
And Laura, I mean, as Bryn was just pointing out, you know, Bill Cosby has never admitted guilt. He's always maintained his innocence. However, in the deposition in 2005, when he thought that this was a civil case and he was never going to be prosecuted, he did admit what he did. So all of these accusers, I mean, the vast majority say that he drugged them unknowingly and then had sex with them against their will. And in that deposition, the question from Andrea Constand, one of the accusers, from her attorney was, when you got the Quaaludes, was it in your mind that you were going to use these Quaaludes for young women that you wanted to have sex with? Bill Cosby replies, yes.